It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. State auditors have tasked the Division of Child and Family Services with developing a plan to correct health, safety, and regulatory problems plaguing foster child placement providers. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent explains.
A recent performance audit found of the 30 foster homes inspected, a third had health or safety deficiencies. Additionally, about 79% of foster placements had at least one regulatory violation. Reviews of unlicensed placements indicated insufficient or missing documentation and situations that could potentially harm children or care providers. To address the problem, auditors made 10 recommendations to improve oversight. They include creating and implementing an inspection checklist for unlicensed placement that is completed on a regular basis. They also suggest establishing a written agreement with unlicensed providers regarding rights and responsibilities for the care of children in state custody. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Tabitha Mueller. California senators have approved giving people the power to sue those who traffic in illegal firearms, mimicking a Texas law that's intended to deter abortions. They were spurred by yesterday's deadly elementary school shooting in Texas. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom sought the bill in response to a Texas law allowing people to go after those who provide or assist in providing abortions. The California version would allow people to file civil lawsuits against anyone who distributes illegal assault weapons, as well as parts that can be used to build weapons, guns without serial numbers, or 50 caliber rifles. Reports of missing children have been on the rise in several parts of the country. That includes some states in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
In 2021, there were nearly 28,000 reports of missing children in the U.S., and nearly 3,000 were still missing at the end of the year, according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. New Mexico had the biggest increase in missing children among Mountain West states. It had 74 active cases at the end of the year, over four times more than at the end of 2020. Nevada, Utah, and Montana have also seen their numbers go up. Limi Kong Sofer is with the center. She says in some instances, reports of missing children have been a direct result of the pandemic.
They maybe ran away from home, and it was in frustration to some of the stay-at-home restrictions. There were also, on the family front, certainly, you know, just visitation rights and children not being returned due to concerns of COVID.
Kong Sofer says the simple act of sharing posters of missing children on social media can make a big difference. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradel.
Of note, today is National Missing Children's Day. Former Las Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn has accepted an undisclosed financial settlement to end his federal defamation lawsuit against an attorney. The attorney represented a dancer who said she accused Wynn of sexual harassment and retaliation. Wynn's lawyers yesterday gave the Associated Press a settlement document that included a statement from Los Angeles attorney Lisa Bloom. Her statement retracted and withdrew claims she made in a news release in March 2018. The settlement amount was blacked out in the document. The Bureau of Land Management is cutting down trees along the Biz Johnson National Recreation Trail. The goal is to remove trees that have been heavily damaged during the 2020 hog fire, which burned over 9,500 acres. Trees with more than 40% of live limbs will still remain. Crews will be working alongside the trail. There will be guides making sure that visitors know about the trail's conditions. The BLM doesn't expect to make any closures. And lawmakers in the California State Assembly have voted to stop other states from penalizing abortion providers and volunteers in California. A Texas law lets people sue others who provide or aid in abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. On Monday, lawmakers voted to ban enforcing those judgments in California courts. Abortion opponents say the bill is illegal because the U.S. Constitution requires states to recognize the laws of other states. But Democrats believe the bill would be allowed under an exception. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.